some odd reason, South Sudan thinks now is the time to regulate the dickens out of aid groups. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll chat with a ministry leader who shares hopes and dreams in spite of the law, and we'll get some details about a real hands-on gospel application in Guatemala. But first, let's talk about how helpful government red tape can be. South Sudan's president just put a chokehold on any non-government organization working in the country. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says there's a lot more regulation.
There are kids that we know who urgently need help, but we're having to work with the government to follow these processes, and it's been frustratingly slow. It will happen, I believe, but in the meantime, there are young children living on the street, uncared for, and that desperately need our help.
And it couldn't come at a worse time. The United Nations says nearly a quarter of the population desperately needs food, and tens of thousands are facing starvation. Kids Alive's Children's Homes in WOW just added 16 more beds to help street kids. For now, those beds remain empty.
Pray for the 16 kids that we hope to rescue in the very near future from the streets. These kids have suffered terribly. We want to see their lives transformed by the power of Jesus.
Now we turn to a refugee crisis update from MNN's Katie Harth.
The word's out on Operation Sophia, courtesy of WikiLeaks. According to a document leaked by the site, European leaders are planning to use the operation for more than just stopping human traffickers. Europe is desperately seeking a way to stop refugees from crossing its shores. For those who are staying behind in the Middle East, Faith Comes by Hearing is bringing them a new source of hope. I spoke recently with an FCBH worker who we can't name for security purposes. He told me they're helping local partners bring Bible sticks into these refugee camps. God's Word is unveiling remarkable truths for these refugees, and the worker shares a few of those stories at her website. But you know what the biggest revelation is? Muslim refugees are learning Jesus Christ is more than just another dead prophet. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
It's been 1 year since the 21 Coptic Christians were martyred by ISIS. And in the time that's followed, Open Doors USA has begun asking, is ISIS more unified than the body of Christ? Many Christians don't realize their brothers and sisters face persecution daily. Yet for a persecuted Christian, the biggest desire is to have their story told. What can we do as Christ's body? We can get informed, we can share our persecuted Christian stories, and we can pray for God to work through every single one. One way to get informed about Christian persecution is by pre-ordering the Voice of the Martyrs book, I Am N. The book shares inspiring stories of Christians who faced persecution and stood strong in Christ. And once you're done, pass the book along. IMN proceeds will be used to help those currently facing persecution. Keep listening to find out how to order. And speaking of lending a helping hand, Family Christian's team just got back from a trip to Guatemala. Stetson Harper, a Family Christian manager in training, says the group was primarily there working with orphans and widows. They worked with a partner ministry to make their reach go even further.
We were able to do everything from building houses to restoring homes, installing wood stoves. We gave away 50-pound bags of food. We put shoes on children's feet. So we were really able to engage in and really get into the community and interact with people and share Jesus with them.
One of the highlights from the trip was giving audio Bibles away.
There's no real written translation of the Bible in Quiche. So for most of these families, it was the first time they'd ever received the Word of God.
They're back from the trip, but the mission work doesn't end there. You can go to a Family Christian store and help with the outreach. Check missionnews.org for details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is on the rise around the world. Now more than ever, this is a call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.